I want to show more of Admiral Mullen. Apparently, according to him, the Iranians are not only helping the Iraqis, also our enemies in Afghanistan. More from Admiral Mullen.
They continue to train Iraqis to in Iran to come back and fight Americans in the coalition. They continue to broadly support terrorists in other part of the region, whether it's Hezbollah or Hamas. And in fact, we're seeing some evidence that they're supporting the Taliban in Afghanistan. So it continues to be a broad approach, and I just don't see any evidence of them backing off.
Your solution in a moment, but if we do have evidence, and apparently we do, according to officials, that Iran is killing U.S. troops in Iraq or supporting that, why haven't we struck by now?
That beats me, Greg. I don't know why we haven't. They have killed hundreds of Americans with their explosively formed projectiles, and that's why I think we have to take action. And here's what I would suggest to you. Number one, we take the National Council for Resistance in Iran off the terrorist list that the Clinton administration put them on, as well as the Mujahideen Khaliq that are at Camp Ashraf in Iraq. Then I would start a tit-for-tat strategy, which I wrote up in the Wall Street Journal a year ago. For every EFP that goes off that kills Americans, two go off in Iran. No questions asked. People don't know how to have to know how it was done. It's covert action. They become the most unlucky country in the world. And then I would start moving U.S. carrier battle groups into the region, as well as some of our stealth aircraft, just to make sure they understand, don't try to kick off a major insurrection come October and September, October, to impact our elections. They are deliberately ratcheting up, as Admiral Mullen has said, and we've got to counter that.
Well, there would certainly be major ramifications from such a strategy and policy, but we'll see if the policy leaders in Washington adopt your strategy. Lieutenant General Tom McInerney, good to see you. Thank you for joining us.
Thanks, Greg. Great seeing you.
Take care.